You're not gonna tell me. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Right Reality Podcast. My name is Mixie.
Hi, everybody. My name is Steve.
And we are here to recap episode 4 of Temptation Island. Broken promises.
Ooh. Whoa. Promises are going to be broken.
Oh, man.
Even though I don't think, thinking back about the episode right now, that any promises were broken. Can you think of a promise that was broken?
The whole point of the show is breaking a promise. You made a promise to this person to be in a relationship with them, and then you're just like, I'm going to go fuck Thor Tarzan. Woo!
Or I'm gonna like stare at this girl who I wrote a poem for and I clearly want to kiss, but it's my anniversary day.
Yeah.
And like I can't do it even though like everything in my body and like her body is like, just kiss her because like just do it, but no, because we can't break promises.
Yeah. You know, I was slightly disappointed with this episode.
I'm gonna agree.
We're moving a little too slow for my liking. Let's put some dicks in some butts and let's have a good time. You know.
I mean, it's the only way you can. I think.
I think that that's the respectful way to fuck. Anal. That's how you do it respectfully. That's
another great quote for Instagram and for Twitter this week on the audio playback from Mixie.
Oh goodness. Oh goodness me. Well, you know, Steven, without further ado, let's get into it.
Also, if this is your first time finding us, hi, welcome in.
Oh yeah, thank you. Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
We have fun here.
We do. We do. Spoiler alert, we're not going to ask you to join a Patreon. I mean,
no.
What a concept of a podcast.
We'll entertain you for free. Yeah. Crazy idea.
We'll just ask you to maybe leave a review or something like that, but that's it. That's mm-hmm. You know, that's it. Tell a friend, subscribe maybe, you know.
Feel free to download it. That also helps us out a lot.
That's good, too. Yeah, we appreciate it. But, yeah, no Patreon links. So
yeah, follow us on Twitter. Join the hotties. Link in the description. Follow us on Instagram. We have a good time.
Yeah, we do.
And you don't have to pay us. It's free.
What a concept.
What an idea.
That'd be amazing.
Let's get into episode 4. I didn't write anything down for like the first 5 minutes. So I don't even know. I don't remember what happened in the first 5 minutes. I think they all came back from their dates.
Yeah.
I think.
Which I thought were over at the end of last episode, but I guess they weren't. I did say when they got back, I was like, who are these guys? Did they bring in new guys? Nope. The same guys that were always there. we just haven't seen like 80% of them, you know?
Yeah.
We've seen Thor Tarzan and hot firefighter guy. That's about it.
I did want to say one of the hotties, Samantha Hayes, hello. I do believe you're a new hottie and I will be introducing you later. She has coined the phrase Thorzan.
Ooh.
I'm obsessed with it. He is Thorzan from now on.
Thorzan it is.
Yeah.
Thank you for the engagement and the great tip.
Exactly. See, we love you guys. It's an interactive, fun party time here.
Come up with good names, you come up with a good idea, it gets on the show. Congratulations.
So the first thing I noted here, and I know that you noted it because you were messaging me as you were watching the show.
Yes, it was a fun thing to do.
Great time. We always have a good time. My buddy, Blitz Blake, is starting to make moves. High as can be, but he's still doing it. The Ashley situation. Do you want to get into to the gazing?
Oh, God. I mean,
I'm sorry, the glances. That's all it takes.
Yes. I think I wrote to you, fun fact, if you want Ashley to like you, just be there physically so she can glance at you and appear to have some emotional availability.
We are really hitting like the lowest of lows on expectations
Jesus
here.
Christ. Just like be around.
That's like, pretty much all I think that Blitz Blake can do anyways. So
he looked like he was celebrating 420.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like there's no way he's not stoned this entire time. There's no way.
There's no, but here's the other thing. There's no way they allow these people to be stoned on the show. So I'm just sitting here going, if this is his base level, if this is his zero, what's it like when he does smoke? Maybe he goes, he's so far to the right that it just loops back around to the left and he looks like a normal dude.
Maybe. That's how he like sobers up, as he actually smokes weed.
Wow.
That might be it. That might be it. No hate. I fucking love it. It's so funny to me. He's got to be taking like edibles or something. He had to have snuck something on. There's no way. There's truly no way that he is sober this entire time. He might be drinking, but he seems like the type that doesn't even drink. It just smokes.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was an option, but for sure, he is just a rare fellow. He's just a rare fellow.
I love that he's shining on this show. I'm so excited that Ashley has pivoted to him and away from that guy with the awful one-liners.
Yeah, he needed to go. He needed to go. Yeah.
A lot of these people need to go. It would really be helpful if we cut some of the dead weight here.
I think it helps the party atmosphere on the show, but also, like, I would like to know that there's more people there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, we're not seeing any of these people. So it's really tough. It's really tough. I also believe that they don't trust these people to make the right choices, because, like, they're showing, I forgot who it was. I was so, like, shocked during this moment. There's a shot of somebody sitting at a table, and behind them, there's three, the light switches are on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So it's a light switch of three little, like, light switches, you know, one, two, three.
Uh-huh.
And there's labels on the light switches that you might find at, like, an Airbnb that just tell you what they control. And I was just like, God, I want to, like, zoom in and see what they say. Are these, like, production ones? Are these what the villas always have when they rent these villas? Like, I have so many questions about the light switches that maybe even Charlie Puth could help with, you know, because of his new song Light Switch, which is an absolute banger.
That is a straight banger. I would love to just sit here and talk about light switches the whole time, Steven. I really would.
Okay.
I mean, you said it was a three switcher. I missed it.
It was a three switcher. Yeah. Do you like a three switcher, or would you like them all individually? Are you a big fan of light switches, like dimmers? Do you prefer a dimmer? Do you prefer like the touch control ones? Just a simple switch.
Nothing says high class and fuck you money like a dimmer.
Yeah.
You know?
It really does. You know, you're at a high quality, high rent, high mortgage establishment when there's like a dimmer. And then, like, a touch dimmer, like, where you just touch it and it, like, dims up. You know, you just, like a touch screen. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's hot. That's super classy. Or, like, the ones that are on a remote control.
Oh, just even higher class. Oh, I have a remote control. It's like, why don't you just get the clapper at that point, you know? Just, like, clap on, clap off. Clap on, clap off dimmer? $1 million idea?
We need our own separate episode strictly that we're just talking about light switches. Yeah. I really think we could do an hour and a half with it.
I like it. I like the thought, and maybe we'll consider a spinoff show.
Mm-hmm. Let us know, guys, if you want a light switch show.
Yeah, we would like you to workshop some names for us for our light switch show. All ideas are welcome in the hotties. Please let us know what you think. You could DM us as well on Instagram and Twitter, or just tweet us.
Yeah.
Just let us know what you think the light switch show should be called.
Back to the riveting episode that was episode 4.
This is why we're talking about light switches, guys. It wasn't much here. Yeah, there wasn't much here.
So, if you remember from the last episode, there was a Trace and LaSalle issue. Trace didn't realize what show she was on. You know, I'm very confused still by this whole thing. LaSalle was like, he comes in and he's like, there's so much drama. I need to like nip this drama in the butt and like all of this stuff. And he pulls Alexa.
Okay.
Alexa is the brunette that from the beginning has been like, I want you and that's it. Alexa is not the drama.
No. She's, you're right.
She's not the drama. So I don't understand the thought process of like, I'm going to nip this drama in the butt and then go pull somebody that has literally been only focused on you and hasn't caused any issues or problems.
And as a matter of fact, would save you said issues and drama.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But in LaSalle's world, it doesn't work that way. And this was the beginning of just an absolute... My brain at the end of this episode dealing with their relationship couldn't tell left from right.
Just a clusterfuck. Truly a clusterfuck.
Oh, God.
So he talks to Alexa and he says, you know, like, I'm not interested. And she, again, is cool as fuck and is like, totally fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know. Again, she was not the drama. Meanwhile, Trace is sitting at the countertop with like three other people causing drama.
Oh, I believe her line was exactly like, I don't, you know, he's a little confused. I don't know if it's the girls putting extra pressure on him.
My thing is like, I don't know if it's the girls putting extra pressure on him and like make fantasizing it. I don't know if it's him. I don't know.
Girls putting pressure on it. No. You, ma'am, are the one putting pressure on him. You, ma'am, are the one like, we need to step away. We need to step away.
Yeah, again, not understanding what the fucking point of the whole thing is. He should obviously be talking and seeing other people. You're the one that gets mad at him when he does that, even though he's only asked you on dates. And we move to him asking you on this date, and she declines.
I was first so upset that he asked her on a third date.
I know.
Sir, do you not understand how this show works? Ask somebody else.
Yeah.
And she then declines, as you said.
Cries as well.
Mm-hmm.
While making the conscious decision to decline it.
And she said something about, you know, sometimes it's really hard when you know something is right for you, but it's not the right time for it. Or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks at her and he's like, you're saying no? You realize I just told that other girl what you wanted me to tell her.
Uh-huh.
And now I've come to you to basically be like, hey, I don't want anybody else. I think he said that too. Like, and she's like,
yeah,
nah, pick someone else. And I'm like, if you did that to me, I have a good life.
I agree with you. Like, seriously, this guy just went out on a limb. He cut off the other girl that has made it very clear that that's all she wants. He could have smooth sailed this entire time with her, exactly like you said. She wouldn't be an issue.
No.
But no, he tosses her. He goes to Trace, and she still says no. She declines because she says she wants him to explore his options. Even though that's the exact thing that she got mad at.
Yes. Yes.
On the last date,
yes.
When he still wasn't even doing that because he only asked her on these dates.
Again, we could have a separate podcast on just this.
I'm so confused. The logic on this is out the window. Out the window.
One of the most bizarre situations I've ever seen, to where at the end of it, you're like questioning whether you actually watch what you watch, because you're like, I feel like I just watched this, but there's no way I could have got this end result if all of this stuff happened before. Like, just based off science and physics and shit, you can't get to this area because of what happened before.
I watched it twice, Steven. You know how I am. I watched it twice. It made no sense both times. Both times it was nothing connected the dots. Nothing.
I like how he just got up and it was like, okay. I just wanted to like watch him like go talk to a producer or somebody else after that and be like, she declined, which I didn't think you could do on this show, because I'm asking you out.
Yeah, I'm the hot subject that everybody wants.
And she sobbed while doing it, which also is probably a call for help at the same time.
Yeah.
So eventually he asks, I know we're skipping forward, eventually he asks her like best friend in the house, which seems like a bizarre move.
So weird. And okay, I was like, okay, he's playing it safe. He's going to take the friend and talk about her the whole time. And that's great and dandy. They scuba dives, and I saw two separate shots of him like grabbing her and putting her like on his lap underwater. Yeah.
I mean, maybe you're right about that whole fuckboy 7 years buried under.
That's what I'm saying.
Just absolutely shocking moves here. That poor girl.
She got burnt to a crisp.
Ooh, boy. She was like very like pale before. And then they like show her in an interview. And I was like, oh, God, that girl's a lobster. That girl is a lobster now. I feel bad. She was very nice. Her and the other girl that went on the date.
Yep.
Hania's date. I was like, sup, ladies? What a do?
Very nice to see new faces. They were super cute.
Yeah. Give them some screen time. That's what they came here for.
Yeah. You know? I am over the Trace and what is it? Lascelles? Whatever. I'm over it. I'm so over it. I wrote down at one point, I said, 1-800, I don't care about Lascelles and Trey.
I wonder if that's an available phone number. What do I get if I call that?
It's just her crying and being like, I just want you to see other people. And he's like, I don't want to do that. She's like, it's not going to work.
Because he did say all that. To go back to the beginning.
I know.
He said, but I don't want to like see other people. Like, it's just you now.
And she said, I respect that.
Yeah, I respect that, but no. Go ask somebody else on a date. When I just asked you, like, 30 minutes ago on the last episode not to do that, and also 30 minutes ago on our date, I told you we need to take time apart.
Yep, and then immediately don't take time apart, but it makes no sense. I'm so confused and lost in this entire situation.
Maybe she had the COVID for an episode, and they brought in an actor who looked just like her, like a double.
Maybe.
And they brought her in, and they didn't, like, weren't able to catch her up on everything, like, enough, right? And
they're just like, cry.
Yeah, they're just like, he might ask you out on a date, and we can't have you go on the date because you're the body double. So just cry, and we'll, like, scoot you off, and then we'll bring back the other girl.
Hologram.
Yeah, hologram. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. And then the other girl came back later and was like, oh, yeah, let's hang out.
Uh-huh. Yep.
What did the other girl say? No. Oh, this is going to be hard. This is going to be a rough edit for you. Sorry.
So sorry for you.
Yeah, she caught her up more.
Didn't you tell everyone that you just want to be with her and she still was like, you should discuss the other people.
Here's the worst part, though, Mixie. Like, it seems like we're going to have that for the rest of the run of the show.
Yep. This is going to be the main storyline, I do think. And that's why I'm like, if I'm over it by episode 4, I'm going to be pissed by episode like 7 if this is still fucking happening.
It's quite the move from Lascelles, because I think like if he makes out with her, he can be like, well, you guys look similar enough. So it wasn't really cheating, right? Like, we made out, but really I was making out with you because she just has longer hair than you. That's it. Because you said, I saw you say, that's my twin with weave. So like, it's basically you. I basically made out with you.
I don't think that they... It seems like none of them really care if they kiss other people. It's just if they go past that. I'm very... The lines are so blurred. I don't understand it. But you know what did make me happy?
It's just respectful. It's just being respectful. It's just being respectful. That's all this is about. And I can't wait to ask you a question later.
Oh, God.
About if giving a hickey is respectful or not.
Oh, don't. Ugh, fucking Hania is the goddamn worst. I hate this guy. But you know what made me really happy?
Yes. What?
Ash and Thorzan on that paddleboard. That was a wide paddleboard. It was very sturdy. They could have fucked in the ocean on that thing. All I wanted, just please, Ash, like, this guy is such human garbage. Hania is such human garbage. I just want her to fuck somebody else. The second she fucks somebody else, it's going to be done. It's going to be officially nailed in the coffin.
I think we would have got a blur for that, though. We didn't get a blur. We checked in last week on last week's what aired versus what we got on the screener. No blurs.
Love it.
No blurs. So we would probably get a blur if they were banging on the very wide paddleboard, which I don't think could be called a paddleboard at that point. It was too big.
What was it? Because it wasn't a surfboard.
It was a whole new invention. I think it was made for banging. It's a paddleboard that you can bang on.
It's a bang board.
Oh. $1 million idea.
they had a cute conversation. He's just so supportive of her.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you know, find yourself. Make yourself happy. I'm here. Like, you should have your own thing and I have my own thing. And we also do our things together and we smack body parts, you know? I'll choke you. You find yourself. It's like a good yin and yang.
Man, I still can't get over that choking last week.
Yeah.
It's just like right against the wall. Just, Thorzan! I'm Thorzan!
This is going to be such a deep cut. Did you see Julia Fox's dress at the Oscars after party?
I don't think so. Should I look it up?
It was yeah, look it up. Okay. It was a black dress. It was like a plastic hand. Instead of like a halter top at the top, it was just a hand. And it gave me Thorzan vibes. It was like they took Thorzan's hand and molded it.
Oh, my God.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
That's a Thorzan choke dress.
She is terrifying. Can I just say that?
I love her. I love her so much. She's awful. She's amazing.
She is terrifying. Like, I would rather run into some gang members on the street than Julia Fox.
Bullshit.
No. Yeah, you're probably not right.
She did her eye makeup herself.
Did you enjoy her latest quote that is going around the interwebs about her book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, you guys.
I love her so much, man. It's just so good. She's so funny. You can't dislike her. And also, she actually seems very sweet.
Okay. If, like, very unaware of her surroundings is sweet, then sure.
Again, she's got a little Blitz Blake in her. She's always got a little bit of a toke in her step, I do believe.
There you go. It's all making sense now.
Yeah. We move on to Jillian and Hot Tommy, the firefighter. I'm trying so hard to not be mean to her. But I did think this was very interesting. So, Tommy, you know what? Let's play the clip.
Okay.
Right now we're friends, but yeah. I think we both, you know, agree that like it could be, I don't know, maybe more than that.
Like we're friends, but like friends. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you mean. You guys have done absolutely nothing sexually with each other whatsoever, except for just like talk about maybe that you could, might, maybe, possibly do it. Shit or get off the pot, Jillian. Like, seriously, you can't just take this really hot, beautiful man and just kind of keep him to yourself.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
And then, like, then be like, oh, we're friends, maybe. And then, like, when they get drunk later, she's like, I want to kiss him and he wants to kiss me. Then fucking do it.
Yeah, that's what you're here for.
Edgar even says at the bonfire later that he doesn't care if she kisses him. He cares more about how she dismissed the promise ring. He's like, kiss the dude. That's why you're here, to like try new things and test things out and figure out if you actually want to be with me or not. But don't diss my promise ring.
That's why you dragged me to Hawaii to like embarrass our relationship in front of my family. And you're not going to do anything. You're just going to hang out with the same guy. And like, mm-hmm. If you leave and nothing happens, we're going to be in the same spot.
Yep.
She had a lot of confusing things that she said during this episode.
So many. She's like the queen of saying contradictory things in the same sentence.
Yeah.
The thing I also found very interesting. So when Edgar was on his date with Marissa, which, by the way, they're so cute. I really like them.
They're so good. Like, she's so giddy for him. It's like a little mm-hmm. middle school crush. The tension between them, the will they, won't they kiss, like, the music was building. I go, oh, it's going to happen. Oh, God, it's going to happen. It's going to happen right here. They're going to kiss. And then it goes to a commercial.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting. Edgar brought up multiple times that it was his and Jillian's 3-year anniversary.
Yes.
And that he was like slightly upset that he wasn't with her and blah, blah, blah. Did you see or hear anything from Jillian on that front?
I don't think Jillian knew.
I don't think she remembered. I mean, there is always the possibility that it was cut out to make it seem this way. But I don't think that she said a thing about it.
I choose not to believe that.
There's just no way. There's no possible way. Poor Edgar. Again, I'm like the same way I'm feeling about Ash, I'm starting to feel for Edgar. I'm like, Edgar, just fucking kiss her. Just do it.
Yeah. She wanted to like jump him like hardcore when he was reading that poem.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get anything, obviously. And then Jillian had the whole thing, like, I want to kiss him, but, like, self-control. And I'm like...
Yeah, blacked out.
She's, like, on the way down the roller coaster.
She's, like, swaying. She was swaying the whole time she was talking in that confessional.
And they're like, can you, like, sit back for us a little bit so we can make sure you're in focus and you're, like, sitting up? She's like, I am. And they're like, okay, let's just get this lined out real quick. Let's just get you out of here and into a bed before you...
Just try to say a full sentence and then we'll let you go to bed, girl.
But the self-control line, to me, drove me wild because... Again, I believe, as Mr. Marky Mark would tell you, explore it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
If you're just sitting here, it's not the other show. What's the other? There's another show where, like, if you don't kiss, make out, bang somebody, or, like, masturbate, you get money. It's not that show.
Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle. It's not that show, guys.
Yeah. It's literally the opposite.
Yeah, we want you to do this. This is the whole idea.
Especially if, like, they agreed as a couple. Edgar said, like, they agreed that they could kiss people. So, like, do it.
I don't think she wants to be the first to crack. I think she wants to see Edgar. And then she's like, see.
Yeah. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it.
See, he made out like he was the one who cheated. Again, no cheating timeline this episode.
We're never going to get it. You know, so Edgar took Marissa, they went scuba diving, I think, right?
Yeah.
I got confused with who did what. It seemed like they split up, the guys 2 and 2 and the girls 2 and 2.
Yeah. Also, I love these dates way more than bachelor dates so far. They're more entertaining. They look more fun. They look like you can actually have, like, a good time with the other person.
Yeah. Interactive. Yes. I agree.
In relation to just sitting there and talking and not eating the food in front of you.
Frat boy Luke, he had a beautiful date. Her name was Paige.
I like that name.
I do too.
Yeah.
Paige was in a blue little bikini.
Blue bikini. I like that.
She was scuba diving.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And we got quite the shot of Miss Paige.
Did we
She
ever.
Dove into the water. She was swimming. We had some back and forth cake action in that bikini, and that is why Paige is Pass of the Week.
Congratulations, Paige. What a big accomplishment.
Way to go, Paige. We don't know who you are, really, but, you know, I wanted to swim into that cave.
Whoa.
It looked inviting. So congratulations to Paige on Ass of the Week.
Listen, we're about to, like, give you some information on Paige. So Paige is a personal assistant from Los Angeles, California.
She personally assists those cheeks.
She is 31. This is a petite Texan with a firecracker personality.
I thought I was going to say a firecracker ass.
Paige is looking to thrive with someone who will celebrate her independence. Bonus, what a tease for later, independence. Full of energy and wit, she's everyone's best friend who hopes to become someone's... Wow, this is a poorly written end of the sentence. She's everyone's best friend who hopes to become a special someone's Mrs. Wright.
Oh, I did not like that.
Remove a couple words there, guys.
Somebody needs to contact the people that made the Joe Millionaire titles and have them kind of help out at Temptation Island land because they're not great with their words over there.
By the way, we are doing more on this podcast to introduce you to the ladies and gentlemen of Temptation Island than the actual show of Temptation Island is doing. As a matter of fact, maybe we will, like, each week just tell you about people who you don't even know. But the problem is you don't know a face because we haven't seen them. I literally just clicked on another person's name here. Her name is Riley. I'm looking at a photo of Riley. I don't think she's on this TV show.
A conspiracy, you would say?
Oh, Riley. Hey, Riley, if you're listening.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was like, I don't think you can do that. Where did that phone come from? Is it the Joe Millionaire phone?
Maybe.
I don't know. But Riley, let us know. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
We leave the dates. We go back to the villas. It is an anything but closed party for the girls, and the guys just decide to get drunk. I didn't really think that there was a theme for their stuff.
Mixie, I have a very important question to ask you, and I feel like you are the correct person to ask this question to.
I'm always nervous when you set things up like this. Go ahead.
I imagine when you have an anything but clothes party, there is one big rule about an anything but clothes party.
I feel like the rule is in the title of the party. Go ahead.
Are you allowed to wear clothes to an anything but clothes party?
You know, Steven, and this might be controversial, but I'm willing to take the stand on it.
Oh.
No. You can't wear clothes to an anything but clothes party. It's going to shock you. But the theme, anything but clothes, means that you take things that aren't clothes and you wear them as if they're clothes.
Okay. So, important follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you wear clothes?
No. Okay. And I appreciate that question, and I think it's very necessary, but no, you cannot.
Okay.
So the fact that Ash was straight up in a bikini.
Yes, that's what I was getting to. Because listen, sometimes, you know, things fly over my head. I miss them, you know, especially when it comes to like ladies' clothing. I don't know if it's a dress or a maxi dress. I don't know the difference, right?
Okay, well, that's a really easy one, but okay.
But still, I don't know. I just literally said it, and I don't know the difference.
A maxi dress goes all the way to the ground.
Oh, good to know. See, I thought maybe it was just a smaller dress.
It's max length.
Oh, max E. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, okay, just to recap, anything but clothes means you can't wear clothes, and a maxi dress is a dress that hits the floor.
Could they wear a maxi dress to an anything but clothes party?
Okay, I love the questions here, and the answer is still no.
Still
you cannot
no.
do that because it is clothes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know. They were wearing clothes, though.
They were straight up wearing clothes. I don't think any of them actually did it properly. Even the guys were like wearing, I think one of them was wearing a boxers and then was just walking around with a pineapple on his dick.
Yeah, like.
That's, again, if you're going to do it, take your pants off, tape the pineapple to your dick. That's how you do it. Or, like, cut a hole in the pineapple, put your dick in it, get some straps, strap it on.
Sure. Sure. I mean, it might cause an infection after an hour or so.
I don't know. I was told eating pineapple makes things taste better.
I heard that, too, but I don't believe it. I don't know.
I can't eat enough pineapple for it to change things.
I'm glad we settled the anything but clothes thing.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. I'm glad we were able to get to the bottom of it as well.
Yeah, me too.
At the party, Ashley is standing there with Blitz Blake, two or three other guys that I don't know. One of them is fanning her the entire time they're talking.
This was enraging.
One of them asked her, as Blitz Blake is standing next to her, if LaSalle proposes to you, what will you do?
This woman needs to run for office because her inability to answer this question multiple times was just like, oh my God. They teach this in like, if you were running for office, this is like lesson 101 on how to not answer a question. It was great.
Yeah, I feel like we should play the clip.
If your boyfriend proposes to you at the end of this,
what would I do?
What would you do?
Well, I'm emotional, I'll probably cry, and it'll take like 5 minutes for me to stop crying.
And then what? And then what?
And then I'll give him a kiss, a hug, probably jump on him, keep crying.
Ma'am, answer the question. That seems to me like you would say yes. What you're saying is yes without saying yes.
I mean, that's like such a tough question for him to ask right in front of like the guy that she's quote unquote interested in, which I still don't even know if she actually is interested in him or if it was just because he glanced at her that he's there right now.
It's got to be the glancing. It's so much glancing. we clearly know that she loves a glance.
She loves a glance. She loves when a guy says that she could see that she has a story.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if she likes a gaze,
ooh,
but she likes a glance.
That is true. We'd have to get to the bottom of that later.
Maybe if we get her on the show, we can ask her, do you prefer a glaze or a glance? Because right now, I just think you like a glance.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but she doesn't answer the question. Long story short, doesn't answer the question.
What do you think the answer is?
I think she'd say yes.
Of course she would say yes. This is just like them, like a pre-honeymoon for them.
She's wanted this. They've been together for 7 years. She's been waiting for him to do this for the last at least four. Except for they're so comfortable together and
How terrible.
What an awful situation to be in where you like your partner.
Yeah, you know what I hate about my relationship? We're just so comfortable with each other. We don't even need to like say anything. Our relationship is so good.
Oh, my God.
The stuff that she said during this episode about why she doesn't think her relationship is working was just like so, it just caught me so wrongly. Just
yeah.
Like it went in my ear holes and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
I caught her on a lie. We'll get there at the bonfire. Ooh, but I caught her on a lie.
I like it.
Blitz Blake gets in his feels after she doesn't answer the proposal question and pulls her aside. They have a conversation on the bench. Now, again, you guys know we have screeners. There is no like closed captions on screeners unless they put it on the screen. Like if everybody's seeing it on TV, then I have a closed caption. If not, I can't like turn on closed captions, which I would need to do because I cannot understand what Blake's saying 90% of the time. I can't. I don't know what conversation they had. At the end, he did say, I just want you to be happy, which we need to unpack because that is bullshit. Whenever somebody says that, that is bullshit. They want you to be happy with them.
Have you ever in your life, people, have you ever in your life said, I want you to be happy to somebody and you actually wanted them to be happy? If you had feelings for them.
Even if it means that it's not with you. That's bullshit.
Bullshit. You're lying.
You are.
You're lying.
There's just no possible way. And he's like, I just want to see a smile on your face. Okay, how are you going to see that if she's with LaSalle?
How are you going to see that when she's like getting banged by some other guy and she's got a smile on her face then? The answer is you won't. You won't.
Well, he doesn't care because he just wants her to be happy.
Just great point, Nixie.
Like, what the fuck is that? What is that? What is that?
Who do you think you're gaining points with? They just said they don't want to be with you. Say whatever you want at this point.
She liked it, though. She was like, that's so sweet. That's such bullshit, Ashley. Wake the fuck up. Nobody actually thinks that. Nobody thinks that.
I know we already went to the conspiracy corner once. I don't want to go over there twice because it looks like they're like, they've shut for the evening already.
Oh, yeah. Supply chain issues.
Oh, God, that was so funny. I've lost my train of thought now. It's supply chain issues.
Sorry.
No, I think when the people were, that guy was fanning her down and that one guy asked, like, if he said that, I kind of think maybe Blitz Blake was talking to these guys and like, hey, guys, I'm starting to think that she's just going to get engaged to this guy at the end of the show anyway. And like, all mm-hmm. this is just bullshit. Because she's saying a lot of stuff, but she's not doing a lot of stuff, right? She's saying a lot of the, like, the emotionally type things, like, this is just what I want. I want somebody who's open and emotionally available. But mm-hmm. she's not, like, hugging anyone or, like, on the verge of kissing anyone. There's always, like, a good distance between her and whoever she's talking to, and it's yep. just talking. She's getting basically, like, she's getting off by having these emotional conversations, and she's like filling her tank of all this emotional stuff mm-hmm. that when he proposes at the end and he continues not to do what you want him to do, and he didn't learn anything on this trip at all, and he proposes that you just like use up just like the strategic oil reserves of the United States. Wow, that was just way out of left field. I don't know why I went with that one, but that's what I did. I apologize. We'll get back on track now.
You know who helped get back on track?
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that Juicy is a paid producer.
Oh, okay.
And it is because of this quote here.
We need some action. We need some drama. We need the guys to start making out with some of the girls.
So while that clip was playing, I was trying to find Juicy's bio, but they don't list her as Juicy. And I just clicked on Megan Pilkington. Megan is hot. Where is Megan on this show? And why is no, Jesus Christ, look at Megan.
I'm sure that Hanya will get there.
Wow. Megan is a gorgeous human being. Her bio says Megan is more than meets the eye. She's athletic, competitive, and a self-proclaimed nerd. She recently graduated with a master's degree to become a speech-language pathologist and feels the only thing missing in her life is the right partner. Hello, Megan.
What's up, Megan?
What'd it do?
I think Juicy's paid, though. Like, the only way, like, what kind of contestant is like, I need some drama.
Yeah.
I need these guys to stir the pot. Like, we are feeding lines.
Yeah, she might have a little earpiece in to get that information. But
absolutely.
That was crazy. That was, where's Megan on the show? We need Megan.
Yeah, we need Megan. That leads us to the hickey situation with Hanya. I don't even know what the fuck that was.
It felt, again, like very middle school. I dare you to give her a hickey instead of being like, I dare you to make out. Like, and what's her name was just like sitting there taking it like, this is what we're doing, guys? Come on.
Yeah. She's like, okay.
Great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
I hope Hanya leaves by himself so badly. So badly. That's the end of the night. It's the next morning, and Jillian is getting ready on her bed.
Yeah.
And she's putting makeup on, and she has a conversation with Tommy that, like, again, infuriates me.
She says
that she is codependent to some degree with Edgar. And then she says that he's adopted my interests, but that she hasn't adopted any of his. So let's break this down.
I think Tommy had to be like, well, have you taken on any of his? And she goes, no.
Yeah, I know. So first of all, I, again, don't understand why being codependent to a certain degree is a bad thing.
Okay, yes.
You should be with a partner that can help you with things. And, like, you can depend on them for certain situations. Now, if you're pouring absolutely all of yourself into the dependence of this other person, yes, that can be a problem. But it's very clear that that is not the case with Edgar and Jillian. So I just don't understand the fact that she thinks that's bad. And then to go on top of that and say that he's adopted some of her interests, that is a huge plus. Do you know how many girls would kill for their boyfriends to give a fuck about the things that they care about?
All of them. Every one of them.
All of them. My sweet angel of a boyfriend hates reality TV, and he still tries his absolute hardest to sit there and get through it because he knows that I like it. And, like, I love him for that. And I sit there and listen to him ramble about cryptocurrency for 2 hours. It's a give and take. That's what relationships are.
You watch him try to get some dubs in Warzone. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yes. I stand there and I'm like, you shot that guy. You did it. Woo! That's what we do. That's what you do in a relationship. You're slightly codependent. You're not fully dependent on the other person, but you're slightly codependent. That's why you're in a relationship.
Yeah, that's what you want to get to, right? Like, that's the goal of what you're trying to get to. And the fact that she's just so dismissive of those things with him.
And then just to be like, yeah, I don't pick up any of his interests.
Yeah, no.
Just like, okay, do you not see how you might be the problem here?
Am I the drama?
Seriously,
the drama?
Though. Yes, she is the drama. She is the problem. Again, I need the cheating timeline to really solidify my feelings about this, but like...
Even at this point, if Edgar cheated first, I would feel like there was stuff that was done, much like this, that would require him to go outside to get what he needed.
But you know what's interesting to me again about the whole cheating thing is she says, like, because Tommy's like, I want to be able to eat, like, it doesn't matter how much I love the person I'm with. I want to be able to do my own thing and whatever. Okay. If that's not how Jillian and Edgar are, when was he able to cheat then?
The fact that she then turned around in an interview right after that and she said the following is enraging.
Tommy is a really great guy, but he's also very different than anyone else I've ever been with. So certain things about Tommy I'm not used to, such as like his independence and his confidence. And I'm wondering if those are red flags.
I'm confused on that one. I'm very confused on that one.
I don't understand. This is when you know someone's lying, is because they just start saying shit.
Yep.
Does not back up what they originally said, and they're just trying to explain shit.
Yep.
I was just like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, you know, he's just, you know, that might be a red flag that he just wants to be independent. And I was like, mute.
Literally the last episode, she was saying she wanted to be independent. And now it's a red flag?
Isn't this the type of guy that you want? And he was like, I love how he, like, Tommy started saying things for probably the second time on the show, other than just people, like, glazing or glancing at him.
Uh-huh.
And she was not having it. Like, because he was delivering absolute truth bomb after truth bomb, and she's like, uh-huh.
And he literally said, oh, you don't like that.
And she's like, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, our poor boy, Edgar, has been pulled. And she's like, you know, every relationship I've been in, like, the guy's just following me around. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're a very stunning woman. I think guys would want to be, like, with you and feel the attraction of, like, being with you. Isn't that part of having, what do you want? Are you more like Hanya? Are you a secret Hanya where you want to be in like a pseudo open relationship so you can just bang anybody you want because you're a hot body and everything?
I mean, probably. She's 21 again. Like, she's 21.
This is it. She wants to break up with him, but she does not want to be the bad guy. And she is hoping Edgar does something and she can be like, see, he cheated on me again. Now I get to bang whoever I want. That, we figured it out. That's what she's waiting for.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I fully agree with you. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Glad we talked it out and figured it out.
We move on to the Bonfire Song Song.
I love it. I love the Bonfire Song 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 Song. Because guess what we get? We get Mr. Marky Mark.
It's Mr. Marky Mark, the therapist, and he is there, I guess, unlicensed. Apparently, according to Twitter, he is unlicensed.
It doesn't matter. He should get, you know, when people get like honorary degrees, yeah, just immediately give it to him. I think any person watching that who does therapy for a living would watch that and be like, he's better than me. Give him a fucking degree.
I agree. I would love to hear, like, if any of the hotties or anyone that's listening is a therapist, let us know if he's like actually following some sort of system that you know about. If you think he's good or bad, if he's actually giving good advice. I think he's just killing it.
He's crushing it.
It's truly amazing. These shows have great hosts. We got Mr. TJ. We got Mr. Marky Mark.
Yeah.
We have Martin, the budding butler.
Ah, good Lord.
I mean, it's insane. So we go to the bonfire. The guys are first. Luke is up. And he sees Iris having a... We haven't even talked about Iris or Luke this entire episode.
We talked about Luke for a little bit, but Iris just
got,
like...
Yeah, just because of his
Iris
date's
got run over
fantastic ass.
Yeah.
Luke is scared because Iris... he's not scared that she is making an emotional connection. He's scared that she will make an emotional connection before she can see that he's done the work.
Yes.
What work has he done, Steven?
He's done.
Yep. Good job, Luke.
Oh, I got it right.
Frat boy Luke, everybody.
Hey.
Good job. Yeah, you got it right.
Yay.
Absolutely nothing.
I mean, he's talked. Maybe that's what it
was.
Maybe he's talked about how he's feeling, and that's close enough.
I guess. I just, like, when they talk about the work they're doing, I was like, what work are you doing? You're blacking out in a villa with a bunch of hot chicks. You're licking whipped cream off of their bodies. What work are you doing? This is the strangest work I've ever seen in my entire
and
life.
Also, if this is all it takes to save a relationship, they should have people lining up left and right to get on the show. Just like, sign us up. We'll sign whatever contract you want us to sign.
Then we move on to LaSalle. So this is what I'm saying. I caught Ashley in a lie.
Okay.
So Ashley is sitting. They show LaSalle the clip of her sitting there with Blake.
Yeah.
You know, saying that she feels like she's dependent on him. Again, once again, I don't see a huge problem with that. Again, if it's like super like one-sided, then yeah. But I just don't see them as these two people being that way.
Uh-huh.
So she's telling Blake that she feels this way. They cut the clip and Mr. Marky Mark goes, LaSalle, what did you see? And he says, we've had this conversation before.
Ooh.
But Ashley keeps going around saying that they don't have serious conversations. So if he knows this is how she feels and they've had this conversation before, correct me if I'm wrong, that seems like a serious conversation.
Based off what I've learned this episode and doing the work about the clothes situation, I feel like I am confident to say, now that I've learned what a maxi dress is, what you can and can't wear to an anything but clothes party, even though I'm still a little confused because it was an anything but clothes party, but they did wear clothes, so I don't know if they got disqualified, if they have to leave the island because of that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that means they've had the conversation. By him saying we've had this conversation before makes me believe that they've had a serious conversation before.
Yep. I would think so. Otherwise, he would be, I don't know, slightly upset by those comments.
Right. His reaction, because I was expecting him to react very differently. And they cut to him. Did you have the same reaction? Were you like, oh?
I was expecting him to be like, you know, I never believed her when she says that he doesn't have emotional conversations with her, because that's
It's all he's doing on the
That's
island.
All he does. He has these stupid ass emotional conversations with Trace that are unnecessary.
Trace. Let's read Trace's bio. I'm going to read Trace's stupid bio. To say she's just like unwilling to think about anything.
Yeah, give it to
Trace
me.
From Los Angeles, California. She's a model and entrepreneur because, okay, I'd like to know what she's entrepreneuring, but maybe it's a new way of tricking people to like you. Trace is a driven Texan, not looking to...
Oh, God.
I hate the end of this sentence. This is, if you write this somewhere on a dating profile, or if you tell me you and your boyfriend are like this or you're looking for this, I want to just don't talk to me. Are you ready, Mixie?
This is going to be good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Fuck off, Trace. Trace is a driven Texan, not looking to settle down, but hoping to find her equal. Get fucked. I've lost my headphones. That's how upsetting that was. I have them back.
Yeah, what the fuck does that even mean?
I'm looking to find my equal. I want to be his queen and he's my king. We're going to build a life together. We're going to, like, build... Oh.
Yeah, agreed. I to that.
Oh, this is making a lot of sense right now. Her bio continues. Though people often misconstrue her confidence, her confident, tell it like it is personality as rude, she's a softie at her core. False.
Okay. You know what? I disagree wholeheartedly. I don't think anything she's... I haven't taken anything she says as rude. I've taken it as dumb. And not thought out. And like... tunnel vision on just herself. Like, I still can't believe she declined the fucking date. I'm still not over her declining that date.
Oh, and how about her before the bonfire accepting the next date?
Yep.
What was that?
Of course she did. Of course she did.
She got what she wanted. Mm-hmm. She's the biggest player on this show.
I agree with you. She is an emotional player.
She's a fuck girl.
I fully agree. A fuck girl.
I want to see what her entrepreneur stuff is, by the way. Let's see. What is her? Oh, it's not in your Instagram bio. So are you an entrepreneur if it's not in your Instagram bio? I feel like that's part of. Oh, it's model, creator, boss. Okay. Well, you are with your.
What is she creating?
19,000 followers. Anyway.
We move on to the garbage himself, Hanya. Hanya gets shown a clip. I don't even remember what it is. I know it's Thorzan and Ash in the bed at one point.
Yeah.
I believe he saw some other clip as well.
I think, oh man, what was it? I thought it was going to be the worst.
Oh, it was the, fuck, he wrote something in whipped cream on her leg.
Oh, and yeah. And
Consider.
Licked it all off, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Consider.
Yeah. Well, she's like, hey, I did that. Are they showing her that? Damn it.
Yeah, uh-huh. But he's also like, that really hurt because I'm trying to be considerate. I'm sorry, like, you shouldn't need to try to be considerate. That should be in your body already. You know, like, if you have to try to be considerate, there might be some sociopathic tendencies in your brain hole.
It's a very, very good point there. Because I feel like you should just be considerate. You don't have to.
Yeah,
like,
it should be a thing that you do.
I feel like if you try to be considerate, people in your life have told you, you know what you should do? You should try to be a little bit more considerate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I thought I was. They're like, no, you're being a bit of an asshole, actually, as a matter of fact. So just try. You know, just try.
You know what's really considerate is asking for an open relationship when your girlfriend's on the other side of the United States. You know what else is considerate? Sucking the inner thigh of another woman till she gets a hickey.
Is it considerate or respectful? Or is it both? Or is it neither?
This is going to be mind-blowing. I'm going to go with neither.
Oh, wow. Maybe an air horn for that, because that's a big, big hot take.
But he says specifically that he is realizing he doesn't want an open relationship. And I wrote down, Alexa, play Too Little Too Late by JoJo. Because, like, the fuck? I think you've dug your grave, sir. You need to lay in it.
I'm just saying this. We haven't discussed this yet. I feel like weekly now we need to have a musical moment brought to you by Mixie.
That's mine.
Where something triggers you to go, Alexa, play, and maybe we get a brand deal.
That would work. I'm down for that. Amazon, hit us up.
Yeah, we're available. Jeffrey, what's up?
Mr. Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Seriously, though, like, come on, dude. I don't give a fuck. And then he's sitting there like, I just want to talk to her and tell her that, like, this isn't what I want anymore. And I'm like, bro, none of your actions are adding up to that.
Yeah.
It's what you want for you. It's not what you want for her. And that's it.
Mr. Marky Mark might have a little competition from Mixie.
Moving on to Sweet Sweet Edgar. They showed him the clip of Jillian blacked out dancing on Hot Firefighter and saying she wants to kiss him. Again, unfazed by Edgar. No, unfazed.
Edgar's like, he's like, that's kind of what I expected to see. I think he said something like that.
And then Mr. Marky Mark was like, would you care if she kissed him? And he's like, no, I don't care. That's what we agreed upon. What I care about is her talking shit about me and my promise ring.
Yeah.
Which is valid.
Edgar was just like a beacon of light during this episode for me. Like, he was again back on the day bed, which you said might mm-hmm. be his actual bed in the house. Because every time
very
we see
well
him,
could be.
He's laying on there with Marissa, right? That's her name, Marissa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marissa from Wilmington, North Carolina. Again, we'll fill you in because apparently the show won't. She's a real estate agent. With a passionate, romantic heart of gold. enjoying single life after finally breaking things off with her high school sweetheart. Oh, that sounds familiar.
Very familiar.
She's a relationship girl at her core. Of course she is. Have you seen her?
Yep.
Marissa vows to put herself first in every relationship moving forward and is ready for a new meaningful connection. I like her a lot.
I like her a lot, too. I'd really like her and Edgar together. I think they'd be a very sweet couple.
She's probably my favorite girl that I would just want to hang out with that you could probably
agree.
Like... most guys would easily fall in love with because she's just so I like her so much.
You know what? Lobster Britt, I would be friends with her as well. That's a good friend right there to go out and do all of that shit just to get some information for your friend that you've known for, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And go back and tell her everything.
What was her name again? Britt?
Britt. Or Brie.
Brianne? Yeah, there she is. Brianne.
I'm sorry, Brie. Her name is Brie.
Her name is Brie. Bree from Las Vegas, Nevada. She's a veterinarian assistant who loves the outdoors. Focusing on personality over looks, she's searching for someone who is funny, secure, and able to communicate their feelings. She's ready to trade the tourist trap dating pool of her native Las Vegas for the opportunity to find something real.
Interesting.
Look at us doing a much better job of introducing these people.
You are. We move on. The guys leave the bonfire, and what I refer to as the slutty crayons walk in. They all are wearing primary ass colors. Don't tell me that they didn't look like slutty crayons, because they did.
Yeah. It's like a college party. Yeah. What are you? I'm a slutty crayon.
It was. All they needed was the little hats. That was it.
That would have been funny, yeah.
They have their outfit for next week. So the slutty crayons come in and they sit down. We start with Iris. Frat boy Luke is talking to that nurse that we really like a
lot.
What's her name? Emily, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, Emily. And he's, you know, they're talking about what we discussed last episode,
yeah.
Which was, you know, holding a grudge for something, which I agree with. You can't be holding a grudge for that kind of stuff. And it seemed as though Iris agreed with that as well. Yeah. It seems like everybody came to a conclusion of like, I should probably let this go.
We'll see if that happens. I don't think
I'm sure it will. I don't see why it wouldn't. But she also brought up a great point, which was like, he's still doing it.
Yeah.
So.
But is he? Like, is he?
I don't know.
Like, again, I need timelines. I need text messages. I want to see dates on things. Like,
I was also super confused because she was like, I feel like he's sending out these text messages because he's insecure and doesn't feel like he's being supportive. But then in the next breath, she was like, I'm realizing that I don't want to be the chill girlfriend that just sits there and supports him all the time.
Yeah.
Which one is it? Yeah. Are you being supportive or are you not being supportive?
Like, you can be both, right? Like, you can don't have to only be one at all times. You can be supportive while also being, like, holding them in check.
Yeah. These girls just, like, they say one thing, and then they say the complete opposite thing, typically in the next sentence.
Again, because I think they're lying part of it. They're just getting caught in their lies.
I agree.
Right? Like, I'm starting to believe Luke a little bit more and more that he did it once or twice because he was trying or something like that. And then it just always gets brought back up and thrown in his face. And he's like, Jesus Christ, am I even dating you? Like, you seem to hate me. Why am I dating you if you, like, seem to hate me all the time? I want somebody who, like,
I agree.
Who, like, admires me and likes me and, like, wants to talk to me. You just always want to shit all over me. Maybe he's into that. I don't know.
We move on to the red crayon, Jillian. She is shown the poem that he wrote to Marissa, and she starts laughing and says, classic Edgar.
Yeah.
She says she's not jealous. She's conditioned to think that obsession is love, but now she wants her space. None of that adds up to what she's doing right now. She's obsessed with fucking Tommy Boy, and I what space is she giving herself? She was doing her makeup and he was laying right next to her. What space?
No space. She's trying to have an emotional relationship with Tommy, hot firefighter guy, while not breaking up with Edgar at the same time. She's trying to have her cake and eat it too.
She wants to be in the open relationship. She wants to be able to date as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And then, like, she's trying to, like, oh, typical, he's writing a poem. When, like, 20 minutes ago on the show, you're like, oh, he used to write stuff for me. He doesn't do it anymore.
Yes. Yes, Stephen. Yes. I think that she actually, that it hurt her more than she's letting on that it did.
For sure. That was just a knife right in.
Yeah, because she said to Tommy that he hasn't written anything since they started dating.
Again, unless we're, like, totally off on Edgar, and he's, like, this secret player fuckboy, and he's just writing poems.
No, he seems so happy with Marissa, and he's being so sweet and respectful. That's how you do it respectfully, everyone.
And Marissa's just like, grab my face and kiss me. He's like, not on my 3-year. Not on my 3-year. Which means if it's their 3 years, Jillian's 21, which means they would have been 18.
They started dating as soon as they got into college.
She was 18. He was 20. So, yeah. Ball State University, apparently.
Mm, okay. Interesting. Go Balls. We move on to Ashley. I don't remember what crayon she was. Maybe orange. She was shocked by what she was shown from LaSalle. He started crying to that girl. I don't believe that he's never cried to her before. No. I don't believe it. 7 years?
No.
When he just said that they sit and have conversations about the things that she's talking to Blitz Blake about. Blitz Blake about.
I have a conversation about Blitz Blake about. The human torch was denied a big one.
I just don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it for a second. I don't believe it for a second. I believe that that's what she believes, but I don't think that's what happened. I think she's like making stuff up in her head to justify why it's not working out for her. She said some stuff also during this as well that caught me off guard and I didn't really like about. I blacked that out of my head because it was just so upsetting about, like...
Well, she said that she's starting to realize that he doesn't fit her standards, that she has standards for dating, and that he isn't fitting them. Bitch, you've been with him for 7 years. The fuck? He doesn't fit your standards?
This is also, as you said last week, then break up! This is on you!
Yep.
You can break up with him! That's a thing you can do!
At any point in time, you can say goodbye. Any point in time. There's no kid involved.
No.
It's super easy to just leave. Leave.
I think because they live together, she's just like, oh.
Don't
I
care.
To,
that's still.
I have to find a new place.
That's an excuse.
I hope I will learn self-growth and get some independence while you're on the show. I'm like, at first I was against him, now I'm against her. Like it ping pongs for me. Like after he got the rope-a-dope from Trace, I'm like, this guy.
I agree. I just, when she said that he doesn't fit her standards, I was just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You don't date someone for 7 years that doesn't fit your standards. And if you do, that's really sad. And you need to fucking, I don't know, break up.
Just do it.
It's that simple.
I think I mean, the only thing that makes sense is like, you know, if I met him now and I knew what he is now. But again, like, so you started dating 7 years ago while you were 21, or you were actually 19 and he was 20. Mm-hmm. You change a lot in those years. And if you're now saying, oh, well, I don't know if I would date him now. Okay, break up. There's no like award at some point other than when you go to other weddings that they're like, how long have you been married for? Anybody over 50, continue to stand. Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Yep, But like, you don't get an award for that. Ashley, just break up.
I wonder if they're comfortable, those people that have been married for 50 years.
I'm like, I like how everybody stands up. I'm like, guys, there's old people here. You can sit down. What are you doing?
Just don't play the game.
Don't get up. These are the same people that get up on the plane. Same people.
Ugh, people that clap when the plane lands. Fuck that noise.
Unless it was like super bumpy and I'm just like, oh, thank God we didn't die. Oh, God.
Yes. Yes, I agree. We move on to the last crayon in the box, Miss Blue Ash. I just, like, I don't even know what to get. Hanya's such a piece of garbage. It infuriates me. This poor girl, she was talking about the last relationship she's been in. She was emotionally, physically, and mentally abused. And she feels that she gave herself to someone that doesn't understand, like, the depth of all of that and what that's done to her. And, like, they aren't, like, fragile with her because of that. I mean, if this guy actually knows all of that stuff and is still doing this shit, like, come on. Garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. Also, I saw something on Reddit. Not sure if it's true or not. But people are saying that Ash is a cancer survivor.
Listen, I don't know. It's not in her bio. They didn't say it. We don't want to mislabel people, but...
Exactly. Like, but either way, if this woman has gone through all of this shit and this guy's like, let's have an open relationship. I'm just like, I just... Oh, fuck Thorzan. Please fuck Thorzan. Fuck Thorzan, please.
It's just, it doesn't get better for her week after week. I'm very surprised of how she was able to keep it together after seeing that, you know. But again, I don't know what she thought she would be seeing from him. I think the first week she was like, oh yeah, that's pretty much what I expected. Like, I'm surprised you're not showing me him banging someone already, as a matter of fact.
You know, I love her pissed face when she's watching it and they cut back to her and she's so mad.
Yeah, like,
it's so good. It's such a good face.
Yeah.
Queen of the faces, queen for, this, of the faces. For this season.
Queen of the faces.
But that is it. That is the end of episode 4. I'm really hoping and praying we get some fucking next episode. I don't think it's going to happen.
Just give me some making out at least. Like, give me something to hold on to.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why that girl was like, let's stir up some drama. Let's start making out. Like.
Yeah. The producers are like, can you, hey, Juicy, we'll give you an extra $100 if you just, can go get Hanya to suck this girl's thigh.
Just like immediately just go up and start making out with him. He's not going to turn you away. Like.
Yeah, he's not.
Just go do it. There's an extra, there's an extra thing of fruit snacks in your room when you get back if you do it. But that's it, guys. We do have 2 reviews this week. As always, we read your reviews at the end of the episode. If you don't care, thanks for coming.
Sorry, we're doing it anyways.
Thanks for coming. We'll see you guys later. Appreciate you. Love you, miss you, and we'll see you later. But we did have 2 reviews this week. That we're going to get to, and then we'll get to Mixie's hotties. The first one is from Millie Frank. Millie Frank, who said, most episodes I listened to twice. Love your fun takes. Followed you from Joe Millionaire. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I can't think of anything that I'd watch twice except for Temptation Island when I'm writing notes.
Guys, again, I wish you could see her notepad.
Yeah, it's insane.
It is spectacular. It is a spectacular thing. We have another one from Slayers NB who says number one podcast. This is the number one Temptation Island podcast. Now I will say we were number one for a weekend.
Yeah, we were.
We then slipped, because obviously
the minions
with Rob wanted to push us down. We had moved back to third. I'm happy to report as of recording, we're number two. We're number two. But as far as I'm concerned,
2 doesn't exist.
You know that. So basically, we're tied for number one.
I agree. Thank you so much for the engagement, you guys. We really appreciate the reviews, good and bad. If you have listened through this whole thing and you're like, these people fucking suck, give me a 1-star review.
See what happens.
I would love to read it and then roast you.
Do it. Just do it. You won't.
You won't.
You won't. You won't.
You could also give us a 5-star review. Don't just give us a 1 because we're challenging you. It'd be great to get a 5-star review, too.
If you were going to give a 5-star and then you just do a 1-star and then your comments be like, hey, I just wanted to do this, but I really want to leave a 5-star. Don't do that. No. Don't do that, please.
Don't do that, please. We need the 5-stars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It helps us, you know? It helps us.
But,
But, you know, if you don't like it, we'll take the review. We'll take the review in any shape, size,
we'll take it. Before we get to the hotties, I just want to say great responses the past couple weeks from everybody in the hotties. Great questions being yes. posed in there, talking about uh-huh. side boob, talking about whether Hanya gives Cody from Sister Wives vibes to anybody else. A great point.
Which he does.
Totally. Good point, Carissa. Just wonderful stuff. I appreciate Stephanie letting us know about how wild the previous seasons were so we can get mm-hmm. all that type of stuff in. Everybody's yep. things about, what was the question? Oh, if you could trust somebody after they cheated on you. Tons of responses.
Yeah, which was a resounding no.
I don't think there was one person who said yes. Or even maybe kind of.
Yep, everybody was like, yeah. no. A lot of people were like, I don't even have time to try. I would leave. I wouldn't even give it a shot to try to trust
yeah.
them again.
Yeah. And also, some of you did not answer Mixie's question about did she get your names right. We read a lot of yeah. names.
I spent way too much time reading names and really butchering some of them, really butchering them.
And it was crazy that only a few of you responded. I believe three.
I appreciated the people that do respond. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I need to learn. I need to grow. Because I do this every week, and I'm about to do it now. And like I say every time, I can't read that good. So if you would like me to help me read better than good, then that would be great. I would appreciate that. Please help me. Thank you. I'm sorry. Also, I'm sorry. I don't mean any harm or foul. I love you guys. Thank you for joining the Hotties.
Thank you for the engagement. Here we go.
Starting with an incredible hottie who, when asked the names of the hosts, says, the marvelous Mixie and that guy Steven with a PH.
Fucking right. Let's go.
A great way to start off. We have Maria Carlota Dancy.
I think you got it right. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We continue on to another correct spelling of Steven. We are on a roll.
Two in a row. Let's go.
Welcome, Lynn Jacob.
Okay.
It's not Jacob because it's a K.
We know that doesn't really matter when words are involved in the English language. I'm going to go Jacob. I think it's just a
boo. I don't know. That was rude, whoever was booing. That's insanely rude.
Chase, how dare you?
He's just trying his best. Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate you.
Thank you for the engagement. We appreciate you. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Moving on, we have a hottie that's, when asked if she will keep it friendly, she says she will do her best. So we might have a firecracker in the mix.
Oh, boy.
Miss Samantha Hayes, the owner of Thorzan.
Oh.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining and participating in the hotties. We appreciate you.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Participate.
Participation. Moving on to another correct spelling of Steven. No one has fucked it up yet.
Wow.
I really think you've gotten to him this time, Steven. I think you've got
it. It's PH, everyone. It's PH. Don't you dare write a V.
We have Kiara Mallinson. Kiara Mallinson, who went to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. I think that's it. I think you nailed it.
We have one more.
Oh, we do.
When asked if this hottie will keep it friendly, she says she is a sweetheart of a girl with a capital PH in Steven. We have Madison Forbes. Welcome to the hotties.
Oh, my goodness. What a day of hotties. What a day.
10 out of 10. Nobody fucked your name up or mine. It's almost like we're getting there. We're doing something, Steven. We're getting there.
And we're at 250 members as of right now.
Which is awesome. I think when I started, we were at maybe under 100. Is that correct? Is that an honest statement?
Something like that. Maybe like 90-ish, something like that. Yeah, that seems about right.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for joining. It's so much fun on that Facebook page. Come join the party. We'd love to have you. Just keep it friendly. Spell Steven's name right.
Yeah. That's the big thing. Keep it friendly. I do like how people are now getting creative in the will you keep it friendly and not just going yes.
Yep.
I like that.
Uh-huh. I love the creativity. Yeah, and I love everybody that's posting in there exactly what you were saying. It's not just me and Steven kind of like bringing up topics. Everybody's kind of throwing their hat in the ring. It's an open forum, you guys. So, you know, come join. throw your questions in the ring. As long as it's nice, we'll approve it, and we'll let it ride.
We love it. We love it. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We will catch you next week for hopefully an episode full of makeouts.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.